This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stressed on the importance of developing the Northeast region to build a developed India. Speaking after inaugurating the Rising Northeast Investors Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Modi urged investors to explore the different sectors across the Northeast, saying the region is now becoming a land of opportunities.
विकसित भारत के निर्माण के लिए पूर्वी भारत का विकसित होना बहुत जरूरी है और नॉर्थ ईस्ट पूर्वी भारत का सबसे अहम अंग है। हमारे लिए ईस्ट का मतलब सिर्फ एक दिशा नहीं है, हमारे लिए ईस्ट का मतलब है एम्पावर, एक्ट, स्ट्रेंथन एंड ट्रांसफॉर्म। पूर्वी भारत के लिए यही हमारी सरकार की नीति है, यही पॉलिसी, यही प्रायोरिटी। आज पूर्वी भारत को, हमारे नॉर्थ ईस्ट को ग्रोथ के सेंटर स्टेज पर लेकर आई।
The Prime Minister said the Northeast is becoming a key destination for sectors like energy and semiconductors. He stated that his government follows a policy of zero tolerance, be it terrorism or Maoist elements spreading unrest. He pointed out that there was a time when the Northeast was merely called a frontier region, but it is emerging as the front runner of growth. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister for Development of the Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, said the government has worked towards improving infrastructure and connectivity in the Northeast. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Operation Sindoor is the answer to the Pahalgam attack, and today the world is praising the bravery of the Indian Armed Forces. Mr. Shah credited the successful Operation Sindoor to the government's strong political will, accurate information of the intelligence agencies, and the amazing display of lethality from the armed forces. The minister was addressing the Border Security Force BSF investiture ceremony in New Delhi today. Mr. Shah said the BSF and the armed forces have showcased great valor and the true power of defense in India's retaliatory action against Pakistan.
जब उस ओर से गोलाबारी हो रही थी, सेल चल रहे थे, गोलियां चल रही थी, बीएसएफ के जवानों ने भी एक इंच भी पीछे हटे बगैर उनके गोली का जवाब गोले से देने का काम किया और उनको ये बता दिया कि बीएसएफ 24 घंटा 365 दिन तैनात है और जब तक बीएसएफ है पाकिस्तान की सेना एक इंच भी आगे नहीं बढ़ सकती है।
The all-party delegation from India to Japan, led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha, today met the acting chairperson of the Research Committee on Counter-Terrorism of the Liberal Democratic Party and former Minister of Justice Yasuhiro Hanashi in Tokyo, Japan. Both sides reiterated their zero-tolerance approach to terrorism. The delegation also interacted with ambassadors and diplomats of Brazil, Australia, Colombia, Greece and South Korea in Tokyo. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will brief members of multi-party delegations this evening ahead of their visits abroad, taking India's strong message against terrorism to the world. The delegations, led by BJP MP Bejayant Panda, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor and NCP SP leader Supriya Sule, will leave for their visits tomorrow, whereas the delegation led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad will leave the day after tomorrow. A Naxalite has been killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh. The encounter took place in Kistaram area of Sukma district. An intensive search by security forces is going on at the encounter site and surrounding area. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi has said that there will be no nuclear agreement if the United States continues to demand an end to Iran's uranium enrichment. His remarks came ahead of the fifth round of indirect nuclear talks between Iranian and U.S. delegations scheduled to take place in Rome today. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading higher with gains of over 1% in afternoon trade. The 30-share BSE Sensex climbed 856 points to 81,808 and the NSE Nifty 50 rose to 73 points to 24,883 when reports last came in. In shooting, Olympian Raisa Dhillon bagged the silver medal in the women's skeet event at the ongoing ISSF Junior World Cup in Germany. And with that, we end this news bulletin.